Well, finally, a break from the dreary weather of the last few days as temperatures today reach the mid to upper 70s. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun. Still will be a little bit breezy at times and still rough season surf at our beaches. Takes a while for things to calm down after a wicked nor'easter like we just had over the last few days. But in general, improving weather for today. Temperatures pushing the mid to upper 70s this afternoon, several degrees lower at the beaches. We had quite a bit of upwelling the last few days because of that strong and persistent onshore flow. So water temperatures have dipped back down into the upper 60s. So still a little bit cooler at the beaches, but this is a pretty good-looking Wednesday, pretty nice hump day overall. But our eyes are on the next storm system already. We've been talking about it now, really since late last week, as low pressure develops over the Gulf of Mexico and near the Gulf Coast and will head to the northeast. Now, there's been some scuttlebutt out there about tropical development, but that's kind of over the top on this system. It's an area of low pressure. It may try to become somewhat of a hybrid or subtropical system, I suppose, upon approach to the Gulf Coast tomorrow, but it's really just semantics. It doesn't really change our forecast at all. We'll see multiple bands and rounds of showers and thunderstorms beginning as early as late tonight, but particularly through the day tomorrow. Rain will be heavy at times, and there'll be the threat for some strong storms as this disturbance moves to the northeast across the Gulf Coast region and then up into parts of Alabama and Georgia. It puts us in really kind of the sweet spot, if you will, for the pinwheeling of like effects of showers and thunderstorms moving across the area. And some of them may affect the early morning commute as well as the late afternoon commute. So it's a kind of a double whammy tomorrow. Rainfall coverage looks to be 100%. It's another decent soaker for the area. And rainfall amounts averaging an inch to an inch and a half, but there may be some local spots that manage a couple of inches of rain. And keep in mind that threat for some strong storms. If we can manage much in the way of sunshine, and I think we'll get at least some, I would expect some of those storms to be producing some strong and gusty, possibly damaging winds. There may be some hail in a few storms, and an isolated tornado threat is not completely out of the question. So an eye to the sky for tomorrow and tomorrow evening as these storms move across the area. Good news is it's a fairly swift-moving system, and we'll pretty much be out of here by Friday, so we'll break back out into some sunshine, and temperatures will be warmer. And there still may be an isolated shower Friday, but not expecting much in the way of rainfall, and temperatures reach the mid-80s, and that's where we start out the weekend. Very warm. Saturday's temperatures will reach 85 to 90 degrees, a partly sunny sky. The next cold front's already approaching on Sunday. It doesn't look like this one's as wet. There may be, and likely will be, a few showers Sunday into Sunday evening, but it looks pretty scattered. The amount's not likely to be all that great, and we'll still reach the mid to upper 80s on Sunday. The good news is that this front is also progressive. It's moving right along. So it's out of here by Monday to start the new work week. But better yet, with the sunshine, will be cooler, drier air, and really a nice, refreshing start to the week with high temperatures on Monday in the 70s. Nighttime lows will dip into the 40s and 50s for a couple of nights early next week. So that's some good news. Obviously, we need to enjoy these cooler temperatures while we can. We know they're not going to last much longer, right? So to repeat once again, a break from the rain today after just about everybody saw at least a half inch to an inch of rain since Saturday, in some spots a couple of inches of rain. And our eye now on the next storm system that brings showers and a few storms as early as late tonight, but certainly during the day on Thursday in several rounds and waves of storms, some of which will likely affect the early morning commute as well as the late afternoon commute tomorrow. So there's your first alert on what will likely be a fairly active and busy weather day. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.